How are things going today, man?
So far, so good. So far, so good.
Monday night, perfect platform for you guys to turn things around and kind of make a national statement that we've got to figure it out now and we're back on the tracks.
You know, we can't worry about statements or anything like that. I think the biggest thing is just finding a way to get a win. And we're playing against a good football team, really good defense. From the offensive standpoint, when you turn on the tape and you watch them, we know that we're going against a really good defense. And so we've got our work cut out for us, but you know, we're going to chip away at it one day at a time and have ourselves ready to play and hopefully get a better outcome Monday night.
Is exotic a way to describe Rex Ryan defense?
Yeah, they definitely have a bunch of exotic looks. They give you multiple personnel groupings, multiple fronts, multiple coverages. They make you do your homework, and I think it's going to take, you know, a really good effort from us this week in terms of our preparation to identify what we're going against. And certainly there'll be a couple looks that we haven't prepared for, too, and it's about how we adjust and how we know our scheme. But he definitely throws a lot of different things at you.
Is there a feeling right now of urgency at 1-3 that wouldn't be there if you were 3-1?
I mean, obviously we'd prefer to have more wins than we have right now, but we are where we are. And we understand that. We can't worry about, you know, what's going to happen in January or anything like that. We have to chip away at it one at a time. And I think even, you know, on a smaller scale than that, we have to practice well one day at a time so that we can string three together and hopefully play a good game. And that's kind of where the focus is. I think everybody has that focus right now. And I think when you have veteran guys like we have in our locker room, you understand that. Good or bad, you know, you have to take that approach.
No disrespect to what they do, but is this all about what you all have to do execution-wise to move forward?
Yeah, I think you know, obviously a lot of respect for what their defense does. But we feel like, you know, in the first quarter of our season, we haven't executed the way that we're capable of. And certainly, you know, we put a premium on operating at a high level. And we need to kind of get closer to that. And certainly that's going to have to come with better execution on our part.
How tough has it been, because you guys have had so much success since you've been here, since Smitty's been here, Mr. Dimitroff? How frustrating has this first month been compared to what you have experienced?
Yeah, you know, obviously when you don't get the result that you want, it's disappointing. But, you know, it's hard to win. It's hard to win in this league. And we knew that. You know, we've known that the entire time that I've been here. And you just have to keep plugging away. You know, you just have to keep plugging away, stay focused on that week, good or bad. And I think, you know, sometimes when you're in these situations, it tests you a little bit more. But I think guys have taken that approach, been consistent with that, and we need to remain that way.
Cutter said this week that he's going to drop specifically a few plays from your red zone repertoire. What is it that you were or were not seeing that made you want to go back to the playbook and say, okay, we're done with this?
I mean, that's just a few things that, you know, we'll take out or add or kind of eliminate. That's kind of the process every year. You know, we haven't been as productive as we need to be. And certainly when your production isn't where it needs to be, you assess everything. And Dirk and I have talked a lot about that week in and week out, trying to put ourselves in the best position when we're on the field. And I've got a lot of trust in what he does, and I think he has a lot of trust in what we as players do. So it's kind of a culmination of all those things.
How much do y'all miss the run? You only have one rushing touchdown down there. And you know, Turner was very good in the red zone for you guys for 5 years.
Yeah, you know, sometimes the situation of games dictate whether or not you can run the ball. You know, in three of the red zone drives that we've had this year, three of the opportunities down there, they've been end-of-game situations where we haven't had the luxury to be able to run it. I think we've actually run it fairly effectively when we've been down there, and I think Steven and our other two guys have done a really good job of that so far. Certainly, you know, we'd like to score more touchdowns, though, whether they be passing or running. We want to be more productive.